This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, was the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People will ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
As you know, lots of hockey news from the weekend and now heading into tomorrow, July 1st. It might sound like today was July 1st by all the different major transactions happening around the league, but not so. You haven't missed it. I'm sure tomorrow will be a sizzler.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Marner was obviously the biggest. Both of the Florida guys staying put today takes. I mean, they're probably third and fifth on free agent lists. I'm guessing. I don't have that memorized, but they both rated as very attractive and cool ideas, and they're staying home.
Paul Hamilton with us now on the Wester Hotline. July 1st has not always been like a big party atmosphere around the Sabres, Paul, but you know, maybe there will be a little bit of action.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to lie to you. I never thought that Florida would be able to find a way to bring all three guys back.
Right.
And they did it. Some guys took hometown discounts. I get that. But still, they found a way to bring all three of them, Bennett, Marchand, and Ekblad back, and that's, you know, good for Zito. I mean, that's why he has two Stanley Cups sitting on his mantle, and he's figured out a way to keep the guys together. So, I didn't see that coming. I will readily admit.
Going to that term on a guy like Marchand is really telling about what teams think about the cap, just continuing to go up and up and up. Like, they're not going to worry about what years 4, 5, and 6 necessarily look like with a 41-year-old Brad Marchand on their books, right? It's a pretty huge commitment. And I want to say for a player that age, maybe there's somebody that age that signed that long a deal before. But, nothing springs to mind. It feels unprecedented.
Yeah, I mean, people are saying, well, if they re-sign Byram, which could happen. I mean, with what Adams was talking about, I'm sure we'll get to it. On Saturday, it doesn't sound like it's out of the realm of possibility. Mm-hmm. You could even sign a 1-year contract or a 2-year contract or something like that. But even if that happens, many feel, well, that means you're not getting a forward. Why? I mean, why not? Just because Byram signs a contract, even at $6 million or whatever it might be, You can still sign a forward if you want to.
Yeah. I mean, the problem there is attracting a top six winger in free agency, Paul. The reason anyone would just say
they can do it.
Yeah, I know. It's right.
The cap would not stop them from doing it is what I'm saying.
100% right.
From a cap standpoint.
Of course, right, yeah. The reason a no Byram trade, a Byram re-signing is going to be met with a thud, you know, because I'm not a guy. Him playing for a year or two with Dahlin, like, that works, right? I mean, it's not ideal. I'd rather turn him into something. That's the problem. He's the only chip left that you, I think, can lure a player here that has no trade protection, right? Somebody that may not want to come here if they had their choice, but don't.
But you can still do that.
Sure.
Even if you re-sign him for a year or two. I mean, the reason he would re-sign for a year, let's say, is because the Sabres say, we just don't have a trade that looks good right now. And he might say, all right, I'll sign for a year. You guys keep looking for a trade. I'll give you everything I got. And actually, you know, for a year, I'll see what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
If all of a sudden the Sabres turn into Wheeler Dealers and they've really improved the team and they're on the cusp or they make the playoffs or something like that, and then maybe he changes his mind. You know, and say, okay, I like what I see here, and I kind of enjoyed playing with Dahlin this year, and I know I'm on the power play, but, you know, if he plays with Dahlin, he's going to be out in all the important situations which he wants to be out in. So, but still, just because you sign him for a year or two,
mm-hmm.
you could still be looking for that trade, and then the other team would know, have more of a cost. All right, we know what it's going to cost. And, you know, when that contract, 1 or 2 year contract is up, then, you know, it's going to be our responsibility to bring him in the fold. And, you know, before the trade's made, you might let the other team talk to his agent to see what kind of numbers they're looking at and, you know, and type him an extension.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How do you think they did with the defenseman they drafted 9 overall?
Fine. You know, he's got some size. I'm not convinced that he can't, especially playing in the Western Hockey League. He had some things going against him. You know, he had taken some English classes, but he showed up and it was like, well, this didn't do very much for me.
Right.
You know, he was kind of, he had self-admitted. It was like, I had no idea. You know, so he was trying to learn the language. He was on a team, Ratzlaff, who was a goaltender, who was also a Sabre draftee, was talking about today. He goes, we were way out of it. He goes, we were like 10 points out of it. And he shows up and next thing you know, they make the playoffs. And, you know, with basically Ratzlaff going on fire in goal and this kid showing up on defense and playing pretty well, he's not as rambunctious as their third-round pick. But I'm not convinced playing in that league that he can't figure that out and he can't learn that. And there's a lot of things that he does do well, both offensively and defensively. And I think it says a lot that he coming to Seattle really added to that team and helped them make the playoffs, and he gets a lot of credit for that now that they've drafted him, and I've kind of looked into that a little bit.
So today we have the restricted free agents, the news on that, you know, the players who needed to be tendered, and all but one was. Bernard Docker was not tendered. What do you think is going on there?
And some of the Amerks who you would have expected,
okay,
a second-round pick in Kisikov, MacArthur, Tulio, they were not either. Kisikov, you know, as a 2021 second-round pick that didn't work out. You remember what they did with Jost? They did the same thing. They didn't qualify him, then they signed him.
Okay.
That possibly could happen here. I'm not saying it will, but it could. They've done that before. I certainly don't think they were unhappy with him. I also think, you know, we're talking about a 6, 7, 8 defenseman on the team. I don't know if it quite deserved the reaction that I got from many, many people. And I think I got that reaction is because anything that the Sabres or Kevin Adams does, you know, is going to get trashed. And I know that and I realize that. And it's just like, well, let's see how this works out. Let's see how, you know, maybe he does get re-signed at a different contract. But even if he doesn't, we're not talking about a Norris Trophy winner here. We're talking about a guy who is their depth guy.
Right.
And ideally is maybe your number 7 guy. You know, and maybe you got 6 guys better and he's your number 7 guy. I think ideally is what you'd be looking for there. But, you know, I wouldn't go absolutely wild over it if they don't.
But, yeah, I wouldn't either. I think you're making the right point here. Like, how much of a meter mover is the guy? But, I mean, you can say that about a lot of guys. I'm surprised, honestly, to learn that they did not qualify him. Like, I don't think he's going to set the world on fire either. But if he displaces, I don't know, Bryson, maybe, then that's fine. As far as I'm concerned.
And why wouldn't they want to do it?
Yeah.
And we don't know if it's over yet.
Right.
As I said, they could re-sign him. That's what they did with Jost. They re-signed him the next day. So that could happen.
Well,
I don't know if that's going to happen.
Maybe you do it because you think the player doesn't deserve the raise that comes with the RFA tender, and you think you can get him cheaper. And so that's probably what happened with Jost, as it turned out. So maybe that's I hope that's what's happening, because that's an asset I don't think they should just walk away from.
Yeah, I don't mind him around, but if it happens, you know, there are a lot more things I could get carried away with about this organization than,
of course,
than that.
Of course.
But I see what you're saying. I didn't mind him here. I said earlier, and you know, I didn't love him. I didn't hate him, which I think was good. I think he was solid. You know, he didn't make fantastic plays. We went, oh, wow, but he didn't kill you at all. I mean, there weren't too many times where I was sitting there going, oh, can you believe that play? You know, and you know, he just was good. I mean, he and Power, I thought, worked well together when they were there. I would keep him, and even if he's my number seven guy, right. I would be working to make him my number seven guy, because I think you're a better team if that's who he is. But
well, we'll see what happens there, though.
Yeah, exactly. But I agree with you. I didn't mind him at all, and I'm just not blown away that if he isn't here, would I have done something different as a GM? Probably. I think I would have qualified him if I'm not going to re-sign him. But I'm not going to get, as I said, with as many things as I could get crazy about here with this team and this GM, that probably wouldn't be one of them.
I don't think anybody's getting crazy. So the development camp this week, I was thinking it, and then, boom, a picture popped up on my feed from the day, the development camp, peak era, I guess 10 years ago, right?
Eichel, the scrimmage in the building. Yeah,
in the building, you know, the teams lined up, and the pictures from today, it's just like hardly attended at all. Did you sort of sense that, like sort of the big picture of sort literally and figuratively of how this thing has developed or evolved?
And it's evolved that the Sabres do it differently now, too. There's one guy from the Amerks here, like the youngsters, even some of the guys that just played their first year in Rochester. I think they look at it, the Amerks have been in the playoffs, so Hellenius, Wahlberg, you know, that group of guys. It's like Ostlund, we would rather they, you know, get a bit of an off season here, work at their games and that type of thing. They've been to these camps before. The two Russian defensemen, Komarov,
Novikov
would be into that. So really, Tyler Kauf, a guy they signed late out of college, is the only guy that is here from that group. So you don't see them anymore like you used to.
There's only eight forwards. I mean, it's a pretty small group.
I think the way they look at it now is if you've done one of these camps, some of them have done more than one. That, you know, they don't necessarily have to come back for one.
Right.
So it's not as a big a deal as it used to be a big deal. Like, they'd bring them in and they'd do cooking classes. And, you know, this is, you know, guys, you're going to be on your own soon. I know you're just 18 years old and, you know, you got to figure out how to get your laundry done and how to balance a checkbook and how to cook. I mean, they used to do all that kind of stuff at this thing. And I think a lot of that has kind of gone by the wayside.
That's interesting, too.
Yeah, if that's right, that they don't do any of that side stuff.
I mean, it seems like that'd be well-intentioned.
Still seems
now
like
you get
it would
a,
have
you get a
purpose.
A fast food gift card or something? I wonder. It seems like maybe a good idea.
Yeah.
Foster team stuff.
But their new strength and conditioning guy, boy, they worked today, I'll tell you that. He put them through their paces, and they put in some work today.
So attendance is down both in the crowd and on the roster. That's the bottom line here.
Yeah, there were very few people there in the crowd.
Yeah. Well, did anything stand out from anyone who spoke? Because I saw some pictures. I think there was some media, right? You're there. Like, did anything stand out at all that needs to be mentioned here that anyone had to say today?
Yeah, just Ratzlaff talking about the Sabres' new number one pick. You know, he's, of course, was teammates with him. Yeah. So, you know, we talked to both of them, actually, and just, you know, he had a lot of things to say about Mertka and being teammates with him and how the team was able to come together and be able to get themselves into the playoffs. And Mertka was a big part of that, you know, playing defense and the way he played. So, you know, that basically was a lot of the topic we were talking about. Just, you know, Mike Mileoni, the Amherst coach, is the one who will speak through this. And he talked about just the size of people out there. He goes, there were some big, big men out there. Unfortunately, Bukowski, the third-round pick, the rambunctious guy, as I talk right. about, he's ill. So he wasn't able to at least take part into today's festivities. Maybe he will be later down the line. Sturbik, a second-round pick in 2023, a guy who's now spent 2 years at Michigan State. He is not there for personal reasons. Otherwise, he would have been there. But that's the thing I like, too, is the college players that can't come to training camp, and we don't get to see him. Sturbik would have been there. Gavin McCarthy, same draft, third-round pick. He's from Clarence Center. He, of course, is there. Last year's second-round pick, Adam Kleber who played
right.
at Minnesota Duluth. Last year. He is a 6'5", 210-pound right shooting defenseman. He's there. So we get to see some of the kids who are in school who we can't see in training camp because they've already started class and they can't play in the prospects tournament. Again, same thing. They're already in class, already practicing mm-hmm. with their college teams. So this is really the only time of year we get to see those guys.
How long does this go for, Paul? Is it just like front half of the week here?
It goes through Thursday when they have the 3-on-3 tournament. Well, that's fun, actually. Yeah. That usually draws pretty good. But it is on a Thursday. It's not on a Friday or a Saturday, which I'm trying to think if in the past Saturday sticks out in my mind.
Yeah.
But this is kind of, but, you know, with July 4th coming, you know, on the weekend there. So they want to get it done. So they're going to do the 3-on-3 tournament on Thursday. And, but that is always fun for any fans that want to come down and see. It's pretty good hockey that you see there. You get to see a lot of the skill that some of them have because it is 3-on-3. And there are going to be a lot more goals than normally you'd see if it was just a 5-on-5 scrimmage. So it's usually a lot of fun. It's pretty competitive. I mean, they give them the trophy and take the picture and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
It's pretty competitive between each other, you know, as they get through the week that they get to go against each other and just get the fun bragging rights type of thing.
Very good, Paul. Thanks. We'll talk again soon.
Okay, take care.
There you go. That's our Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline. His appearances are brought to you by Equitable Advisors, planning for your futures about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
News from the college ranks today. Mm-hmm. The Pac-12 has a new member.
Oh, yeah. It's a school that doesn't even sound like it's real. Like, I thought it was like a made-up television movie school name. Is it Texas State?
Texas State.
Yeah. That's a real thing?
Yeah.
All right.
Texas State, welcome to the Pac-12. If it wouldn't be us to do it, if it were ranked, old sports fan complaints, is the scrambling of college conferences right maybe near the top?
Yes.
Because every time one of these happens, I'm just taken aback and want to just laugh about it.
Yeah.
And bemoan the state of the world.
It's very much a our age sports fan problem. Yes.
I miss the Big Eight.
Right.
My wife went to Baylor, and it's like not even the Big 12. It's, well, I shouldn't date her, but you know what I mean? The Southwest Conference, the
right.
Big Eight and the Southwest Conference, pre-Big 12.
Right.
Maybe she was there when it switched, but, you know, the real.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ones.
Right.
Know the difference between the big A, Oklahoma, right. Nebraska, Kansas, I think.
Arkansas,
before the SEC, mm-hmm. before the Big East, then they moved to the Big East last year, and this year they're moving into the Sun Belt. They should consider those things. They should consider those moves. Everybody's bouncing around. Texas State in the Pac-12.
Texas State.
Stanford and the ACC is my number one.
Sounds like a TV movie where Keanu Reeves is the quarterback of the team, Texas State.
Well, there might have been one. There were a couple of those.
Yeah.
I think that is not too far off. What was the – well, I don't know. I think you might have something there is what I'm saying.
Listen, the movie that Jim Kelly was in, Unnecessary Roughness. I think there's a Texas something or other. That's what it tripped that wire for me.
Yeah, I think maybe that's right. I can see it. Earlier today, to look ahead at the time to free agency and talk about the Sabres' state of affairs, Luke Fox from Sportsnet. We do have the Marchand news, and Marner did happen between then and now, but he was talking about Vegas for Marner, and you'll hear what he has to say on Marchand, who ends up staying with Florida. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. That's coming up on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.